Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. This is Chris Gersbeck, producer, filling in for Dave today. We both had kind of a crazy week with the holiday and everything, so doing something a little different this week. I'm going to present an interview from the archives. This is from episode 29 of Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, featuring an interview with the legendary John Benjamin, who you no doubt know from Archer, Dr. Katz, Bob's Burgers, everything. He's everywhere. He's amazing. This interview is super funny, which is a great reminder that only the most 50 recent episodes of Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident are available at any given time. So if you want to get access to the back catalog of the show, there's a lot of old episodes that have not been heard by many people at a hall. Seriously, I think the ratings for this one was maybe I shouldn't talk about how low the ratings were for this podcast. Anyway, if you're in the Portland area, Dave and I are going to be there for the Haha Harvest Comedy Festival, at Kelly's Olympian at 2 p.m. this Saturday. We're going to be doing a live taping of So You're Canadian with Dave Hill, our other podcast on the Maximum Fun Network. So we're going to be doing a live taping there, and it's going to be awesome, so come on out for that. And also, because it's Black Friday, we had to get in on the Black Friday craze, so head to our Patreon for new subscribers. We've dropped the price of our $25 tier to just $20. Save $5 there, but you also get a t-shirt, an erotic short story, a Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident patch. And then we also dropped the price of our $50 tier to just $40. Pretty exciting stuff. And then also, we have a $1,000 tier that no one has taken us up on yet. But we're dropping the price of that $1,000 tier to, that's right, $999 just through Monday. So don't miss out on that, everyone. And without further ado, I present to you this hilarious interview with the legendary John Benjamin. We hope you enjoy it so much.
I've only done a few, but I've never had to hold my own mic.
Do you want? Well, you can use the clip
like
on
that. It was maybe more of the what normally happens.
Yeah, but this is.
I mean, like I said, I haven't done a lot of them. But it's like an imposition to.
It's a bit of an imposition
to have to hold.
Well, that's why I gave you the clip-on option, like you were on like the Merv Griffin show. Do you want the clip-on one?
No, I like the look of you having to hold it.
It's nice. It makes me look like a giant.
I wanted to do a show once called The Mic Show.
Where what's that?
That was just an idea I had once, I think, with Patrick Borelli, who's a guy who's not worth mentioning, though I just did.
He's a footnote.
He will be.
I saw him recently. He's put on a lot of weight.
I don't want to talk to him about him. It just gives fodder for people to want to look him up. Mm-hmm. But I think it was him. Forget I ever said his name. No, we always do a show called The Mic Show. We had different, like everybody who performed had to have a different mic. So people would think it was hosted by someone named Mike.
Oh, I see.
But then it was, it's a really stupid idea. But you had to do your set, like Todd Barry had to hold, like would have to hold that.
Oh, that's
someone
good.
Someone had to come out with those huge, like that, and perform their set. Everyone gets a different
mic. Why
didn't
you do it? That'd be good.
I don't know.
It's not too late. Well, now the idea's out there.
It's true. I guess, yeah, it was. It, Yeah. If you hear this, you know the joke.
Yeah, so just... This is, well, it's like a behind-the-scenes story.
But you still get to hear the same shitty set that Todd Barry does every time anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you come out to see the performers.
Yeah, so it's about the mic and that.
But there was a little one that was, well, I always, that would be really funny. I have to do stand-up.
Yeah.
And it was tiny.
I like it.
And then that huge feathery one like that, but they make them like twice.
Yeah,
the
five
huge. Times that size. You know, all that. And then like the thin, you know, they have that like little thin.
The Merv Griffin.
Like,
kind.
Yeah, the old.
Or no, not Merv Griffin. Like the.
It was like the match game one.
Yeah.
Which was like a.
Why do you think the technology changed that they were like.
Why did it get worse? It was so futuristic then.
I know, it was.
And now there are people using these.
Yeah, you're using, just for the listener, it's a, like a...
It's a SM58.
Yeah, industry standard.
From what I can... I am seeing from the top, but I'm guessing it's an SM58.
It's industry standard for, you know...
It's the cheapest one you can buy for...
It is, basically.
Yeah.
It sounds great, though.
Well.
Thanks for coming over to my beautiful house.
I know, like, it's always nice to... find out who's podcasting in the neighborhood. It's like a secret.
Yeah.
Like a meth lab.
Yeah, exactly.
You know there's a meth lab somewhere around here too, but then there's this always a dark, dank apartment where someone's podcasting.
Yeah. With an unidentifiable stink. But it's just...
Your downstairs neighbor has the same doormat, which I love.
Oh, as
which
me?
Which is a peace sign. No, oh, it's yeah. someone in my apartment.
Oh, someone else has that?
Yeah.
Dude, did
which
you
take that? Which I thought, I loved that idea that someone, like, wipes their feet on the peace. And it's always like, no one gets that irony, I would think.
No, did you see any of the other stuff she has?
This, the guy I had, that looks like the exact person who, because there's the random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Card on the door. Is it an older woman, I imagine?
She's like probably late 30s, early 40s.
It's old. That's really old.
She's in die alone.
With.
Yeah, die alone territory.
Yeah.
As is everyone in this building. That's basically
that's right. The
one thing that unites us.
Well, you'll
us.
Get out of here.
I feel confident I will get out of here, but I may be the only one.
I don't know about that, though, based on what... It's a rude awakening when you walk in to one of your friends that you've never seen, and then you see this.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit. Like, I don't want to say anything.
It answers a lot of questions, but creates new ones.
Right. It's not like I expected, like, a palatial, beautiful, you know, like we're in the Richard Meier Tower. I knew that wasn't going to happen, but...
But yeah, on the way over here, you're
but
like,
that would
wow.
have been a pleasant surprise.
You were like, wow, Dave's doing pretty well. He lives on such a lovely block. So many celebrities
then
are on
like
this block.
It's like a tenement building.
Yeah, then you get up here. It's the
then you're like in the
shitty
tenement museum.
Yeah.
That's the only reason for that to exist here.
Yeah.
That it might be a museum of some sort.
It is. It's
dedicated to what used to be.
Yeah.
85 years ago.
It's the one non-brownstone in the entire neighborhood.
Well, it's good, though. I'm glad they're playing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a sign of something. That things could go back to being really bad.
Well, right. There's like little hidden nooks and crannies that aren't still...
Gems. Yeah.
You know.
Liv Tyler lives the next block over, though, which is great for me.
Really? You see her a lot? Well, there's a lot of people.
I see her occasionally.
Yeah. I mean, I see tons of celebrities.
Yeah, you live a few blocks from here.
Well, so I live right next to Fantasy World, so I see celebrities go in and out.
Wait, Fantasy World?
It's a sex shop.
I'm trying to
Maybe they're not
sure.
celebrities, but they're...
Wait, Fantasy World
dressed,
on 7th?
In, like, latex.
The big one.
Yeah, yeah. The superstore.
I went in there to buy a sex.
I go in there, and now, not only do I... Have I gone in there... numerous times.
Ironically or sincerely? Or both.
Well, I do a lot of shopping for shows.
Yeah. I have a lot. I have
and
more.
A lot of my shows involve dildos and...
Sure.
And then a lot of my alone time involves pornography. So my private time and my public time are both served by really conveniently located next to my apartment where my kid is at. But he knows Fantasy World well as well, because we have to walk by it every day.
I have,
and they have like a huge picture window where they keep changing the, you know, it's like the Barneys of sex shop.
Yeah, of like little.
So they changed. Was the guy who does the windows like Simon Doonan? He does Fantasy World as well. He sometimes will. He mostly does Barneys, but once a year he'll do Fantasy World.
I bought a sex doll in there for a comedic internet video, and
a full
inflatable one. I have it in here. That's the thing. Like, I have a lot of stuff in here that I got for videos that, if out of context, raise a lot of questions, like sex dolls. And like, I have this giant.
Oh, you mean if you die,
if I
you had
die,
a heart attack.
Like, why does Dave have a Rasta wig? Like that.
Well then. Well, yeah. Well, the sex doll for sure. Well, everything here would pretty much bring up multiple questions.
I basically don't turn anything down that is given to me or that I see that's available for purchase.
I do hope you die here now. I just think it would be poetic justice.
But the sex doll, I went in there. And
that's really funny. My girlfriend just discovered a 8-inch purple dildo in like my knapsack while she was straightening up, like opened it up, and my kid was in the other room. She opened, you know, she was just doing laundry and cleaning stuff.
Oh, I
and
saw that.
She pulled it out. Like, gee, what the fuck is this?
That spot the dildo.
That's the dildo. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I saw that. I was able to spot it. It did get harder though.
We
each time.
Yeah, it's gonna get easier and easier. I'm gonna keep doing it. But that was, yeah, that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, it's different when you're alone, because
yeah
if I die, they'll clean up and get rid of the stuff before
the
cops
care
come
of it. But I you know,
you're just gonna be like,
I need to assign.
They're gonna find everything and have to decide what it means.
Yeah, piece together their own story.
Right.
Well, because
that's far more interesting than having someone.
Well, if you
say my boyfriend is a comedian. He had a dildo. I don't know. Just, can we not do this now?
The sex doll I bought, though, is a woman. But when I went in there, I said, I'm looking for a sex doll. Confidently, I said it. And the woman directed me immediately to the male sex dolls.
Like, she was like, shut up.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I want a female.
Yeah, I know
one.
You said, I know.
And she's like, is it for a friend then? Or I really had to talk her into showing me the female ones.
Is there no heterosexual? Because the first thing I ever bought there was the Accommodator. Which, do you know that? Which I love. That's like become a mini obsession of mine. Like, I want to use it, and no one will let me do it.
What's an Accommodator?
And I've already asked my girlfriend if I like can do it with somebody, just because I want
to
find out. It's so silly.
What is it?
It's a chin dildo, but it's like a strap. You have to strap it to, like, it's like a latex
chin dildo.
So you sort of figure out the ergonomics, but it's a strap onto your head.
Sure.
It sticks out like there's a like a dildo coming off your chin.
The Accommodator.
Which I assume is for, could be for lesbians, but other.
Oh,
for
I see.
Male,
so you can
male on female
get in there.
So you get in there, and then you can work the clitoris on.
Okay,
but you have to.
That is accommodating.
But it's so unaccommodating, like the way.
Yeah, because you would. Yeah, you'd have to like.
It would take so much.
Move
your neck back and forth, and then stick your tongue out. It seems like really,
wow. I've seen forehead dildos, but that seems pointless now that I know about the Accommodator. I guess
just get for your mouth to be on their ass.
I don't even know.
So you can eat out an asshole while you've.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just like just
that
different,
seems also
you know.
Flawed by design. it was also in my show, so it was the only official sponsor.
The Accommodator?
Yeah. I forced the producer to contact them. They're a California company.
That's shocking.
And he called they have a factory there.
They're U.S. made. That's surprising.
Yeah, thank God. I love that.
That
we still have a... that we're still making things.
Yeah. I like the Accommodator. That's for a very gentle...
That's usually the thing. It's so ironic because it's just when I've put it on, it can't possibly accommodate either person. It's the most unruly product. And the thing just flops around on your chin. I mean, you would take a huge... It's like learning how to snowboard or something. That's why I want to try it, because it seems like it would be so... Like, anybody who does that in earnest, it must be so funny.
Maybe it's one of those, team
you go all ready
things.
And you're down there, and then... You ready for it? You ready? To get accommodated, you have to stop and put on. If putting on a condom is, an imposition in the moment. Putting on an accommodator,
that's
really, and it's so funny looking.
Maybe it's on the
box.
Thing.
There's a mannequin.
Oh, with the accommodator,
they not even get a model. But the producer of my show called Mr. Accommodator, the owner. It's sketchy how many people actually work there. I mean, it might have been just him and
probably just a small part of their business.
Right. They must make dildos as well. But they make make a
about
bunch
the
of
accommodator.
No, it's not a it's not like a mom and pop.
You're going to have to be more specific. We make a lot of products.
But he was, really, I don't know. The producer said, no, no thanks. He said, no at first. What? You're no one on television is giving your product. You're going to sell. I was saying, you must sell. I am the only one to have bought the accommodator, probably, from that shop in ever. I don't know. They never have to restock the accommodator.
I do think we. Oh, the I do think.
So
we
I'm
one
giving
left.
People. I know it's ironic, but you. If it's on my show, I don't know, 200,000 or however many people watch it. And
that's a lot of
buy it as a joke, and you'll sell a ton. And the guy was like, I don't know, I don't think so. He was really skeptical. I don't know. What is it? And it's Comedy Central. It's on a TV show.
Mention it in the Accommodator.
We'll give you free,
on Comedy Central.
He finally said yes. He was still I'll send you over 10.
That's the pack, and then the package could say follow us on Twitter.
Well, yeah, I wanted to do more with it, but I wanted to make ads for them, and I was willing to do anything.
That's so weird that they weren't.
Yeah, and he was just really accommodating. I assume, people he's probably, he's a dildo maker. They're very,
Well, they don't know from show business.
No, but he's an artist, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not selling out for your Comedy Central show. Why would I? Yeah. Either I'm going to hold out for a network offer. I'm not that kind of person. I would never, I don't do this for commercial success. I do it for the art of it.
Did you meet him?
Maybe it's true. I make dildos to make people's sex lives far more awkward than they already are.
Marital aids. They used to call... Well, I think they do in some circles.
Yeah. And then AIDS came.
Yeah.
And then that was...
Romance.
Because then you could get actual marital AIDS.
Yeah. It was a wake-up call.
Right. For that husband who's in the bathhouses comes home and
You think, yeah, you think he was out getting AIDS, you the Accommodator. How about,
I don't, yeah, I've never done that. Like, I've never used that kind of...
The Accommodator? Oh, like, accessories?
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
I don't have the time for it. I'm just excited anything's happening. I don't...
Right, well, if you're not, like... It's true, you have to be... It's like, yeah, it's like... How do you... I guess you could offer or get... But it seems like it's... You have to own that personality. Like, to open a drawer and have eight of those.
Yeah, like, I'll be right... You stay right there.
Here we go. Let's do this.
Yeah, my approach is like, we have 10 minutes. Tops. That's including cleanup. Let's just go. Yeah, we don't have time.
You're always in an alley.
Yeah. someone's going to walk out of that door any second.
Right, we got to do this quickly.
Someone's going to have to empty the trash or
they're
whatever.
Never, like, here, right? They don't come up to you.
No.
Probably maybe, like, on the stairs out front.
Yeah, people are worried, come over and sit on the bed because they think it's covered in, like, bodily fluids, but it's not.
Well, when you have a studio, it's true. Like, sorry, I don't want to give away secrets, but it's a bit, yeah, you live in a bedroom.
Yeah, basically. So it's assumed that it's covered in fluids, but it's not. That's all on the outside. I do all that.
Oh, right. Well, this is nervous. You do it in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be polite, because
like
you're
a sanctuary. Well, I'm Catholic.
Right. You're not supposed to do it at all.
Yeah. And if you do, it's supposed to be in an area that's easily hosed.
In a confessional.
Hosed down. And it can, yeah.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever...
Have I ever masturbated in a confessional?
Yeah, like, I forgive me, Father, but I'm sinning right now.
I'm sure it's happened.
Like,
it's set up for that.
That's like the Mile High Club for...
Well, have you ever seen a confessional?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's completely set up.
I mean, I've been in them in... Yeah, it is. They're like...
You could totally masturbate.
Booths.
Yeah. But I haven't. I haven't done that.
I mean, when you go... Like, yeah, the same kind of thing when you go into, like, a porn shop in the back and you open the curtain and there's...
You have the thing and you
the
can...
The girl is... Well, you can see her, I guess. I guess that's the point.
Have you ever been to that place?
I tried to free one once. I got kicked out of.
You've tried to free it. Like,
I was really drunk in San Francisco, and you know, in San Francisco,
the Lusty Lady.
The one on near, what's the bar that Bukowski always? Well, whatever. I can't remember the name.
But is it the one that's like?
It's near the. It's on the hill. Maybe Telegraph Hill? Is that possible?
I don't know the names of the hill, but there's a one that's like the first. It's like a co-op peep show, like the dance strippers own. They have a stake in it.
Maybe that. No, I don't know.
It's a progressive.
Is it very nice?
Show. Well, as peep shows goes, it's very nice.
This one was kind of not nice. So it's probably not the same one.
Well, I mean, I mean, there's jizz everywhere, but
well, yeah.
They sold T-shirts and things.
But there's some strip clubs in San Francisco that are, like, beautiful. Like, they're old, like, theaters.
Oh, okay.
That are, like, actually, like, the buildings are beautiful.
Oh, I don't think this
like
was
mahogany.
Like that.
Well, yeah, and then that, but this was different because those are, like, striptease clubs.
Yeah, this was just, like, closets.
Yes, that's what this was.
And we went
in. I went
there.
In, there's, like, it's really weird. It's like, you know, it's like the... You know, there's like a diorama, like a woman sits in a scene. So it was a little bit different than ones I'd been in New York, where they don't give you a theme.
No,
you know,
no.
Like you're just like, it's a box.
You have to attach your own ideas
and,
to
yeah,
it.
There's like a girl sitting there, like. And this was like a woman, sort of similar, but they had like a room. It was like, you know, it was like the Museum of Natural History. Like it had a setting.
Yeah, like this is Tanya. Like she came
right.
here with her family from Eastern Europe.
Her family's there.
I went.
There's an uncle and an aunt in the background making dumplings.
I went with two friends, and one of them worked there and was, like, really proud. She's like, let me show you where I work. And we went there. And then this guy said, hey, here's a booth that can fit all three of you. I'm assuming she knew him, and like he worked there and stuff. And then we came out of this jizz-covered booth, and she was embarrassed, my friend that worked there. She was like, they're supposed to be cleaner than this. I'm going to say something.
Yeah, I remember going in when the guy was coming out, because whoever goes in, jizzes on the, you know, comes on the glass.
Yeah.
So, like, the next guy, so you don't want to see, like, literally, like, fresh jizz dripping down.
Yeah, you want, like
the guy
courtesy.
Comes in, cleans, you smell bleach, and he walks out, and then you're like, yeah.
Ready to go.
You're all set.
Welcome to the lusty lady.
But what happened? So what?
Oh, then we walked out, and the guy walked over, and he tried to shake my hand, and he had toothpaste, like, running down. Like, he was brushing his teeth as he walked out, and then he tried to shake my hand. And I assume this guy works there and has a room in the back or something.
Connected to the room you go into.
Yeah. And then he tried to shake my hand, and I refused, because of the toothpaste.
Or he came in his own mouth.
He may have come in his own mouth.
And then he had a toothpaste handy. Like, he had toothbrush.
But then he... And then we left, and my friend's like, no, I didn't know that guy. He doesn't work.
It's crazy. Like, you don't freshen up like that after.
Yeah. I mean, you really...
He brushes their teeth after they come, unless...
He's really spending a lot of time there.
Yeah, well, he's a real neat freak.
Yeah.
He's a hygiene, really hygiene
conscious.
Well,
he's conscious. A man of contradictions.
Right. Like, when he comes, like, I'm going to clean everything.
And then just get back to it.
Yeah. Like, I need to fully reboot. I need shower, brush teeth, shampoo up.
Did you ever go to Billy's Topless when that was open?
Yeah.
That was a good spot.
That was good.
Like 26 and 6?
Yeah.
They had a buffet.
I know. I'd never been to the buffet, but I just had drinks. That couldn't have been good.
No, but you never know who you're going to run into.
No. Well, Billy's Topless did have at least, like, it wasn't... It's a little better than... This is a neighborhood.
Yeah, it was like a friendly neighborhood strip joint.
So it's not like those just god-awful, like, scores and shit like that.
No, it was more
like... a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, and it
seemed...
That's
a destination.
Yeah.
Billy's Topless sort of... People came, like, there was just guys drinking and...
Yeah, it seemed like a bar where there just happened to be women stripping.
Yeah.
And they seemed attainable too, which I really liked.
Well, that is that's their occupation.
I know that's
to make themselves seem attainable. You're still fooled by it?
No, but I really, really thought they were attainable.
No, these were extra attainable.
Like, it was to the point where I was like, why would I want to be with you? Why should I do this?
Like, oh, you're like, we didn't need to take a step back.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for this kind of relationship right now.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. There's no way we're leaving together. You're still working.
Not tonight.
You're committed. This is your shift. You can't leave now. You have some obligation to your employer. I had never been kicked out. I was kicked out, like, really violently from that place because I really did make a scene. So I was really drunk. And
that's right.
And I was, like, banging on the glass, like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you out of here.
Wait, that's the place where you tried to...
Yeah, the girl was just sitting there confused.
Wait, in San Francisco.
And she was just like, what do you do? Like, she was just like, thankfully, I'm protected. But I was just like joking, but that joke, you know, like when a joke escalates and then you don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
And then two security, like two huge dudes came and like really roughed me up. Like they didn't like beat me up, but they threw me out on the street like a bum. I just happened a couple of times where I've been thrown out on the street like that.
I can never... Go get like.
But it's so much fun to get like thrown, tossed,
and then you like tumble out on the sidewalk.
You hurt yourself.
Dust your clothes off,
and still doing the joke. Ew, come on! let me back in. This no, is you, bullshit. I want to help her.
No, you never come back here again.
You're fired.
That's why I don't think I could. Well, among the reasons.
That was like the boss show, whatever. That was the test. The what is it? The guy who. The show on where the boss, the CEOs.
Oh, like dresses up. It's like, I've never seen that, but how do they not recognize their own boss? Is he only has like a wig on or something?
Well, because they're like CEOs of Subway.
They don't actually show up. Okay.
Right. Unless there's like a picture of them on the wall of every Subway, like George Bush.
Yeah, or like the Purdue chicken guy probably could do it.
That guy makes, yeah, that would make sense. But the guy who's right, chairman of FedEx, you never know what he looks like.
No.
Right, I do the Buddy Booth version of that show.
That's like, I can never get like a massage.
Good work,
like
Steve. My name is John Benjamin. I'm owner of this Buddy Booth spot. You did the right thing. Congratulations. You'll still work here.
All those guys look like they work at those places too.
The
at Buddy Booth places. You're never like, wow, that's weird. I'm surprised that guy's working here.
Yeah. I mean the people in the, or the people who were, yeah,
the cashier, the mail, yeah, or, yeah, they're, yeah, like, yeah, that's about right.
Yes. Well, the worst thing, when I moved to New York, I would go to Times Square occasionally to go when Times Square was, you know,
still vibrant
in its heyday.
Yeah. Sure.
And there was what's the name? Oh, Show World was the, I think it might be still there.
Oh yeah,
that was like a big like emporium of
on 8th Avenue.
Yeah,
right. 8th and between 42nd and 43rd.
Yeah, exactly. That might be still there. I don't know if it's the same kind.
I think
of
it
thing.
Is. Probably not the same like quality.
No.
They don't offer the same freedoms.
Well, it was really like Times Square was really like, it was crazy there. Like the, yeah. Yeah, I mean that those places were, you go, they were all over there.
Yeah.
And it was like wild. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, it was no rules.
Right, it was a little bit like that. There was just like drug deals going on everywhere. Yeah, and everyone was on crack, and it was so much fun too.
They were good times.
Yeah, for a Jew from the suburbs.
Yeah,
that's what you come in to see.
Yeah, there's nowhere like that anymore, really.
Yeah,
we've lost a bit.
But that place was really like, that was really raunchy there. At that time. And I remember, like, the ones you put quarters in, and there was, like, a live sex show where you could see, it was like an octagon.
Oh, and you could see the other guys
everyone
watching
else,
the show?
Which is almost like, it was like double trouble. Like, you could watch the show, but then you could watch the guy behind the show, like, viciously jerking off. Like, when you're across from him. And then, and all the other people, you'd see, you know, so you'd see like, you know, some guy with 80s glasses, you know, bad, just working his dick like crazy. Like, you just watch that. This is like, there's two people fucking like 4 feet from you, but then you're like, you can't get your eyes off every, like all the other people. It was so weirdly designed. But because it was like a, like there was a center thing, and then it was built into, it was like a carousel of just jizz.
A war room.
And then the one I saw, one where you see where like, like it was curious how they got them in and out, like, because it was weird. There were all these little doors that went around octagonally, and then you'd wonder, like, how did the performers, like, where do they go? Like, because it was all built, like, p- plexiglass.
Oh, like they would have been. You'd think they'd be.
And then I saw when like the, like it was like, it's like I feel like so lucky that I saw this moment. This is like a shift change, because, you know, which is very rare. There was like a, you know, really like a the collector's item for Buddy Booth
sure.
viewers. Because I saw like the the guy came on her back.
Sure.
And then he popped a door, like a trap door. And then so they go down.
And just disappeared?
Like he left.
And my, she like my work is
stayed.
Done.
Yeah. So she sat there. Like waiting for like I guess another guy to walk up.
So
it's just like, brutal.
Thanks, like, Connie. I'm gonna head down.
Hey, I'm done. I'll send up the next guy. Like, and you're just like so. Like it's so morbid, and I don't know. Unless you're really,
unless you're the guy across from you with the thick glasses.
You just see guys like that was great.
Did you ever go to the vault?
I remember. I can't remember who I would go. We would go all the time. Like that was my, like I wanted to bring dates there. Like I would be like, you have to see this. It's amazing. Like it's just one thing. Like
to understand
it's like
me.
The discovery. It would it'd be like a investigative journalist's thing. Like oh my god, I got this thing. Like no one else has ever seen this. No one's thought about it. This is my discovery. I'm like Charles Darwin. I could discover that you can look at the other people.
I did that.
And then people are like, yeah. Like when I bring people in, they're like, Jesus. Like you'd walk cool. out and they'd be like, oh, God. Like which thing? The fucking or the God, the people? Both. Oh, my God. It's awful.
I took my girlfriend to the vault. Did you ever go to that place?
No.
Did you? Do you know?
Yeah, when? Yeah.
Like in the 90s, I was out with my girlfriend and some of her friends that I had just met. It was probably like 1995, maybe. And I had heard about the vault and had friends who had been there, and they made it sound like it was just like a crazy place with like ladies in leather walking around and stuff. And,
right.
You know, just like a little edgy.
No, no.
So,
right.
So we were having dinner and we were trying to figure out what to do next. And I just to get people thinking, I said, let's go to the vault. Not thinking like, oh, we'll go to the vault. But then everyone's like, oh, yeah, we should go there.
This was just you and a date or you and a bunch of people?
Like a bunch of people.
And you on a first date?
No, no.
No, okay.
But early on in the courtship.
That's it.
And right. We're probably like six people.
That's
and, we went to the vault.
It's an iffy choice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was one I thought, like, getting a thing, like, maybe the vault, and then we'll just end up at a decent bar. Like, that's where we're...
Maybe there's a decent bar in within the confines of the vault.
Yeah. So we
I'm
go
sure
there.
There's a nice area. Maybe.
It's where the Dos Caminos is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go in there. There's guys jerking off, and...
Was it bondage, or was it gay, or
no?
No, it was just anything goes.
It was anything goes, and then but you go in there and it's like a lot of NYU students, a lot of like businessmen, like hey, let's do something crazy, like a bunch of guys in suits walking in, like whoa, what's going on?
Right.
And I guess we were some
a lot of tourists. Of,
yeah, kind of in that group of people, and we go in, and then all of a sudden I heard this like, you know, if you ever hear, you know, when cats have sex, you just you're like, what is that? And then you realize like, oh, that's a cat. Cats are fucking outside. So it was that sort of sound.
Or I'm fucking.
Yeah. And then I walked over, and there's this group of guys surrounding this woman, and I'm looking, trying to see what's going on, and there's a guy, like an older guy with a blonde wig on, like probably in his 50s, and this woman is dressed up in like a dominatrix and has her arm up the guy's ass, like up to...
It was his voice?
Yeah, he was like, ah! And she's up to her elbow in this guy.
Oh.
And I'd never seen anything understandably, I never
you didn't even know that could happen.
No, it was like
you hadn't conceived that yet. Like
no, it didn't occur to me that was happening in the world. Yes. It would be like if someone removed their head and held it at their side. Like it was that. Like what is?
Well, it must be like wait, right? Like
yeah.
Oh my! Like wait, what is? That's his ass. Like, oh my God. That's her. Right. Like, you must come incrementally.
I couldn't process it. Like, I saw this with the people I was with and then walked away and I had to ask just to confirm what I had seen. I'm like, what did you see? And they're like, oh, she had her arm up his ass. And I don't think I spoke for 2 weeks after that. Like
you
I couldn't.
Speak.
I was just couldn't. I wanted to go on like a retreat or something. Like I was so
to wash the memory.
I was so upset. Like I just didn't.
And now you can't stop getting fisted.
No, I can't. No, it's like getting coffee in the morning.
Right. Well, it is. That starts. Like that's how everything starts. You just discover it, and then
yeah.
Like now you know about it.
But I felt
like I didn't know there was sushi until I was like 18. I lived in like central Massachusetts. I didn't even know what that, like I saw it. That was yeah. Like my version of your birthday.
Now I was like, oh, it's Monday. Guess we're going to get like, a good yeah. fisting.
But now, right. Now you can't go to the vault anymore. But you can go to Dos Caminos.
You can go to Dos Caminos.
They do it there. Like there's still like relics of the... It's a like a zoning.
I should go there because
like there's an area in Dos Caminos where to go.
Business as usual.
Right, it's like they make you like when they make the guacamole at the table for you. There's a waiter that will. You can get fisted. Well, my girlfriend used to live in above the old homestead.
Oh, really?
So she's
oh,
that's like, right. She would go to all the club, like all those clubs, and I hope it wasn't her.
I don't think it was. No, definitely wasn't.
It might have been.
I was
when you're
drunk.
In your 20s, you do anything to make money.
Yeah, not, it doesn't even count.
If you have to fist an old man, it's not like
whatever.
You just get to wash your hands.
And then years later, I was working on this Spike TV show, and they
a
had
perfect transition.
But then they had like this thing where there were S&M people in this one shoot, like real people, and so there was this older guy, and he seemed like pretty legitimate, and I started telling him the story, and he was like, oh. I think I know the guy you're talking about. I swear.
Oh, you mean the guy from the vault?
He claimed, like, he was right. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I know that guy.
Oh, the guy who got fisted every night.
Yeah. He said he had died.
He's chairman of Revlon now. That's crazy. I mean, there must have been so many guys who did that. Well, maybe not. Maybe
in my description, I was like, older guy, blonde wig. And he's like, oh, yeah, Rick. Or whatever.
The guy, oh, the older guy with the blonde wig was the guy getting fisted. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I described this to this
other guy. So he was like a regular. Like, oh, yeah, Rick.
Yeah, like, I ever know.
He's here. He's here all the time.
But
he's like the norm of the cheers of the vault.
But the guy was complaining. He's like, yeah, all that stuff's gone now. You can't. It's really hard to find stuff like that now.
Well, I'm sure there has to be some, like, yeah, version of it. And
I guess he said it's more private now, like parties and stuff.
I guess, homes. Like, certainly not in Manhattan, but, yeah. If you go to Tenafly, it's
yeah.
like all over the place.
The Tenafly S&Ms.
If you go to the JCC in Tenafly, it's like the bottom floor is absolutely insane. They are like, yeah, it's like a, they just have to hose that down every morning before the kids come in.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. I always wonder this, because in Cleveland, in the suburbs of Cleveland, we never had, like, where I grew up, you would never find a store that had, like, a huge dildo or something in the window. And
right.
In New York, that stuff's, like, anyone, any in kid village, can see yeah. that. Yeah, and I always think, like, if I saw this when I was, like, 6 years old, I would have been, like, my head would have exploded.
I don't know.
Do you like shield your kid or
no?
Just...
I don't think they put dildos in the window, but I think they did. And then someone else complained, not me. I would have like celebrated. I remember even, I mean, I wanted to see like I just want to see a line of dildos because I'd love that to try explain that to my kid, like 300 dildos in a row. Like, what is that? Well, it's a sales technique. And but I know that they've definitely been, they've been like reprimanded by neighborhood committee or whatever, the group of irate moms or dads who are like, I walk my kids at PS 41 every day. Like, and this is ridiculous. Like, my kid is like, he's in love with your picture. It is. Like, there's costumes and, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
and then
yeah.
there's like the underwear that's like crazy dong or something. You know, there's like a guy with a huge dong coming out and there's, you know, it's animated.
Yeah.
So everything's like cartoon. And, I wonder whether it will get him interested in that really early on. Like, he'll be prodigiously inventive sexually.
He'll figure out how to use the accommodator.
Yeah, well, that he can see in my apartment.
It's not that hard.
He doesn't have to, yeah. I mean, there's like an annex of fantasy in my apartment. But
Dad, where's my baseball glove?
It's right under the...
No. It look under the accommodator. Yeah.
Next to the pocket pussy. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, that's a new one. Yeah. That's a direct mold of a famous porn star. That's her actual... And, well... I know I saw... Well, you know, you saw, like... The first time I saw pornography was in this guy, this kid. It was in fifth grade. I remember it so well. So I stayed over his house. And he had a tree house in his backyard. And there were very few... You know what this is getting... Yeah. You know where this is going.
Yeah. Keep going. I need this.
And that kid... is now married to Kelly Ripa. No. There were very few. I lived in like a predominantly white neighborhood in the suburbs, and there was one, literally one black family who went to my elementary school. One kid who went to my, not family, the family lived nearby, and I was friends with him, and I stayed over his house once. They were really nice. Not that they normally aren't. They. But he brought me back to his treehouse, and he was like, you know, you want to see something? And I was like, yeah. And then he pulled out, like, a ton of porn, like, magazines. But they were all black. So, like, I was like...
Wow, double whammy.
Well, I was just like, I'd never seen, you know, anything like that. I'd seen naked people, like, at the Y.
Uh-huh.
But I was just like, so for like 2 years, I thought like the only black people
did any
were
of
like
stuff.
Had sex. You know, I thought it was just an exclusively black thing. But then like a year later, I remember I saw there was a guy... So, I mean, that wasn't a shop or anything, but, you know, you, like, discover stuff, like, randomly when you're a kid like that. So, it's usually through some kid who's probably, like, you know.
When did you finally find out that it wasn't just black people having sex?
Well, it is. What do you mean?
Well,
what? No.
Let's see what other questions I have here.
No, I. But then the next year, maybe like a year later, I was walking home from school, and there was a car pulled over on this sort of street that, like, there was no parking on the sides. It was just like odd that a car was there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Unless you were pulled over to, put your hazards on, you wouldn't pull over there normally. And I walked by it, you know, I was walking home with my friend, we walked by it, and I looked in the window, and I just saw, like, a guy, like, a classic masturbator, like a guy who looked like...
One of the greats.
One of the guys, yeah, you would imagine, just this guy with a dirty shirt on, this huge dick, jerking off.
He just like, had I'm out
watching, like, I'm in his, I'm in the passenger window, you know, he's on the other side. Like, and he's just, like, looking at me. And I was just, like, I had my head in. Like, it couldn't have been worse. Like, he could have pulled me in. But he didn't. He was just jerking off. Like, he must have started before I got there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the kind of thing where, like, I got to pull over.
Sure.
Like, I got to do this now. Like, I don't, there's nowhere else to go. And I had my, like, literally, like, my head in. Just because I was like, I got more and more curious. Like, I saw he's just like rubbing his dick, you know. And I'm
did
like,
did he say hi? I'm John.
Well,
Benjamin.
He just sort of
give
stared at me, like, I don't know, like, yeah, what do you do? And then I kind of got startled, like, after figuring out, like, why this is weird. Like, that's his dick. I don't know what to do. I, like, got startled and, like, ran back. And the kid who I was with, he came up behind, and I was like pointing, like, look in that car, holy shit. And like he did the same thing. Like, he looked, he was like, what? Like, look in the car, look in that guy. Like, he looked in, and like he's like, his face went like, and he turned, like, came bam back, and he was like, I was like, did you see that? And the kid was like, oh my god, like, there were so many beer cans. And I'm like, what? And he was like, oh my god, there were so many beer cans on the floor. I'm like, the guy's dick was out. What? He was holding his dick in his hand. And he looked at me. And the kid was like, what are you talking about? And then, like, the car pulled away. You didn't see his dick. That's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. Like, oh my god.
How old were you?
He was so excited, like, that guy drinks so much beer. Which is, like, so exciting.
That is,
for a kid. Like, oh
either
my
way,
god,
this guy's really
that guy
cool.
Has beer in his car.
I remember in high school.
It was like sixth grade or something. So we were like 11 or 12 or fifth grade or something. That was a year after the black pornography incident.
Wow.
So it all started to come together, I guess.
We had this, I was on the high school tennis team briefly, and we would practice.
As was I.
I know. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And so we would practice at these courts, like these city courts in Cleveland, in this, like, shitty park. And every day there would just be this line of cars with men.
That's so funny.
By themselves.
I had a situation like that.
Oh, really?
In high school. But it was with one guy.
Oh, this was like 10 cars. And it would just
crazy.
Be like... And we
what
would
is the deal with tennis and why...
Yeah, we're always like, outfits? Oh, that's weird. Well, because it was like 5 o'clock. We're like, oh, these guys are probably just clearing their heads after
that's
work.
Like happy hour.
For
pedophiles.
Yeah, like long day at the office, go to the park, and then head home for dinner, you know? But I was like, oh, that's reasonable.
That was really funny. So all these, like, there's so many middle-aged male tennis enthusiasts in our town.
Oh, look who showed up.
You gonna wrap it up?
That's a yeah. We got because Ronnie just swung by. Yeah, we got it. We did some good podcasting.
Did good work. What time is it?
We did a solid hour, hour of podcasting.
That was a power hour.
Yeah,
there was a lot of talk about.
We almost did.
There was a lot of indecent talk.
It's a solid. I would
immodest.
I would wager that the word "come" was used every third sentence.
Yeah, welcome to my world. That's what I'm about.
Well, thanks for coming by my beautiful home.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. I was hot, but I enjoyed it.
Are you still hot?
I stopped drinking hot tea, then I realized.
If you give the AC a couple hours,
I just was drinking a hot tea, and when I finished that, now I'm cooling down.
Yeah, a couple hours the AC will.
All right, bye, Dave Hill.
What's that?
I mean, bye for Dave Hill for the podcast, but I'll stay and then.
Oh yeah, bye. Okay, thanks.
That's it for this week, guys. Thanks for listening. Apologies for not having a totally brand new episode, but we're going to be back next week, guns blazing, of course. Thanks once again to our Patreon subscribers, and if you haven't already, head over to patreon.com/Dave Hill. We have some Black Friday deals going on through Monday that you're not going to want to miss. Anyway, head to iTunes, leave us a nice review. It really makes us feel good about ourselves. That's not a joke at all. And if you're once again in Portland, we're going to be at Kelly's Olympian tomorrow. If you're listening to this today, that's tomorrow at 2 p.m. But if you're also in Portland, come out. Dave's doing a bunch of stand-up there for the festival. It's going to be wild. We might try to record an episode there as well. Anyway, thanks once again. Have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving and Black Friday.